From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is reportedly set to propose a $3.8 trillion federal budget for the next fiscal year, which begins in October. The New York Times reports the spending plan to be sent to Congress next week would boost funding for education and civilian research programs. But the White House says about 120 budget items have been slated for elimination or change. The administration, for example, is proposing to cut the advanced earned income tax credit. Doctors treating earthquake victims in Haiti say dozens of patients could die there in the next couple of days unless medical evacuation flights resume so people can be taken to the United States for treatment. NPR's David Shaper in Port-au-Prince says for now, the flights have been halted.
The U.S. military suspended medical airlifts out of Haiti Wednesday. The reason? Florida Governor Charlie Crist, whose state has received several hundred critical patients from Haiti, raised concerns about his state's trauma centers filling up and over the costs of treating the earthquake victims. And other states are apparently refusing to take Haitian patients. Military officials here say medevac planes can't take off if they've got no place to land. Doctors with the University of Miami's Global Institute for Community Health and Development say there are 100 critically ill patients who will die in the next couple of days if they aren't medevaced. They say two men with tetanus have already died, waiting at a field hospital at the Port-au-Prince airport, and a 5-year-old girl there with tetanus could die within 24 hours if she's not airlifted to the U.S. and put on a respirator. David Shaper, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
The winter storm that has been rolling through the southeastern states today has not only been causing a host of travel problems, but has also knocked out electricity across parts of the region, especially in Oklahoma, where Michael Cross of member station KOSU reports a thick glaze of ice has downed trees and power lines.
More than 130,000 Oklahomans remain without power, and emergency management officials say it could be 10 days to 2 weeks before they get electricity to some areas. Governor Brad Henry says it could be several weeks before an assessment of the damage from the ice storm is complete.
Our emergency management people are still assessing damages and compiling reports of damages from the various communities throughout the state. So there's a particular threshold that you have to meet, and they're still determining that.
The number of homes and businesses without power peaked at 180,000 after freezing rain brought an inch to an inch and a half of ice to the southwest parts of the state. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Oklahoma City.
The storm is now moving rapidly eastward, but has left a half foot of snow in suburban areas near the nation's capital, including Bowie, Maryland, where 15-year-old Harrison Waugh was shoveling the driveway at his home.
It's pretty light snow right now. Not very difficult. It's very powdery.
But roadways were treacherous in a number of areas. In North Carolina alone, state troopers had to deal with nearly 1,000 collisions. This is NPR News from Washington. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has given the go-ahead to Toyota's plan for fixing accelerator problems on 8 Toyota models, which have been recalled. Technically, the agency's approval was not required, but if it had raised objections, Toyota may have decided to delay the repairs. The company has been sending parts and replacement assemblies to dealerships in preparation for announcing early in the week exactly how the problem will be remedied. Rebels in northern Yemen say they are ready to accept the government's conditions for a ceasefire as soon as attacks against them stop. Kelly McEvers has more from Riyadh.
In an audio statement posted online, rebel leader Abdelmalek al-Houthi promised to open roads, surrender strategic mountain positions, and return prisoners if the Yemeni army will end its offensive. Houthi said he's making the offer to avoid more civilian casualties. The UN says 250,000 people have been displaced by the latest round of fighting, which began last fall. Since then, several other truce agreements between the rebels and the Yemeni government have broken down. The Houthis have been fighting the government off and on since 2004. They claim they're a persecuted minority that wants its own autonomous government. Earlier this week, the Houthis said they withdrew from neighboring Saudi Arabia. The Saudi military said it wasn't a withdrawal, it was a defeat. For NPR News, I'm Kelly McEvers in Riyadh.
The Obama administration is reportedly working with Saudi Arabia and other allies in the Persian Gulf to bolster defenses against any possible attacks by Iran in that region. The moves come as the administration works to win support for new sanctions against Iran's Revolutionary Guards. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.